Since 9/11, 2 million men and women have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thousands of veterans are returning home to face unemployment and homelessness. And in order to meet veteran needs, the mayor, USC, and an LA Veteran Affairs organization have made a pact to help. Asal Asanipour reports on a conference held today to address these needs.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Today, the University of Southern California's Price School of Public Policy welcomed veterans and policymakers in a conference to support the urgent needs of veterans. The full auditorium gave a standing ovation to the celebrated General David Petraeus, the kickoff speaker. He charmed the crowd with stories of recent push-up competitions and jokes about his military service. But then, the general, who is now a USC professor, got serious about what U.S. veterans need.
Neither going back to school nor entering the civilian workforce is as easy as it might seem. There is a clear and critical need for the right transition programs, college refresher courses, job skill training, transition mentoring, and assistance programs for veterans struggling with persistent unemployment and, in some cases, homelessness.
Other keynote speakers stressed the psychological needs of veterans. Team Rubicon, a coalition of military veterans and first responders, mobilizes veterans through volunteer opportunities around the world. Jacob Wood is the co-founder and a veteran himself.
I understood that these hands that I had, these skills that I had that were trained for war, could just as easily be trained in peace.
Wood emphasized that giving veterans a purpose, community, and sense of self was key to helping veterans transition back to civilian life. But others see a reason to address more than veterans' emotional needs. Robert Florkowski is the special assistant to General Petraeus. He also served as a sniper in the U.S. Army. He says real changes can be made by fixing a broken Veterans Administration.
I think the VA needs to undergo a drastic reformation. I think that state and local policies need to be changed. And I think that a nationwide PR campaign, understanding our veterans and how to care for our veterans better, could be launched.
Of the 2 million veterans in California, 20% are in Los Angeles. The challenge for veteran centers and support organizations is providing emotional and social resources for a growing number of veterans returning to civilian life. Asal Asanipour, Annenberg Radio News.